Hello and welcome back to the BSCS podcast. Now you may be thinking that my voice sounds a bit familiar, and yes, that's right. I am back and I'm really honoured to be invited back to introduce the new student leadership team. In case you don't know me, I'm Emma. I set up the BSCS podcast. I was a previous head student here and I attended Bradley Stoke Community School for 7 years. And yeah, it's a real honour to be back. And you may be thinking, hey up, last episode was introducing a new student leadership team, but we now have another one for the next academic year ahead of us, and so it's really good to introduce them. The previous student leadership team did plan on carrying on the podcast, but the pressures of school and balancing studying, and as well they had a lot of other things they wanted to do, meant they couldn't continue it. However, we've got a new team that are really keen to carry on with it, and so it's a privilege to introduce them today. So I'm joined by Charlie and Louisa. Charlie, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Charlie. I'm new to Bradley Stoke Community School this year. I take history, psychology and sport, and I'm also part of the wellbeing team.
That's great, lovely to meet you. Charlie actually messaged me and said, oh, I'm a real big fan of the podcast, I listen to it, I'd like to carry it on, and that's how we got in connection, and then we thought the best way for me to explain how we did the podcast is for me to come back and show you guys practically, so it's great to get to know you, Charlie. Louisa, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hello, so I'm Louisa. I have been at BSCS, unlike Charlie, since year 7, and I'm doing quite different subjects to you, actually. Yeah. I'm doing biology, drama, criminology, and then I'm also doing core maths, just for the fun of it. And I'm also one of the Wellbeing Ambassadors, which is a fab team.
Yeah.
Great. So, a big congratulations on becoming head student. When was the official handover, when you became head student?
It was in January, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think...
Or February, I think it was.
Process of application was before Christmas.
Yeah.
But it was February.
Yeah, that we officially found out who our team was and that we had been given the roles as head student.
Yeah. Great, well, big congratulations. Being a head student, I know that it's not actually an easy process, and it is a really challenging process to become a head student. Because obviously our school wants to make sure they've picked the right people for the job. So, Charlie, for the benefit of younger people in the school that are maybe aspiring one day to be a head student, can you tell us about what does the application process look like? What did you have to do to become head student?
Yeah, so we got sent out a notification in our Year 12 Google Classroom saying, hey, we're looking for a new student leadership team after Christmas. The current student leadership team are looking forward to passing on all of their bits and bobs to you guys. If you're interested, please could you create a letter of application sort of explaining why you think you'd be good at the role, what kind of things you'd like to bring into the school, and then we had to send it to Mr. Lynch, our head teacher, and the senior leadership team. We then had to create a student profile all about ourselves and our aims for the school. So one of my aims was bringing back the podcast. And that got sent out to the whole of Year 12. And then there was a student vote. And the student vote was 3 days where people could access our student profiles on Google Classroom, read everything about us, and then there was a Google form where they would pick two or three people?
I think it was two people.
Yeah, I think it was two people.
Yeah, I think it was three.
They got to select their two, kind of like top two people from the profiles. Mm-hmm. And then over Christmas, we got told if we had made it to the presentation stage. So we then had to create, it wasn't very long, a 5 minute mm-hmm. presentation. So I think I had 5 slides on my presentation, 1 slide for each of my ideas that I wanted to implement in the school, and that was only 3 things we had to pick, mm-hmm. our top three, and then a slide introducing myself and a slide saying thank you. And we had to present this to our senior leadership team and the current kind of like student leadership team that was stepping down. Mm-hmm. And it seemed daunting at first, but it was actually quite fun mm-hmm. when you got into it.
Yeah.
And it was the next day that we found out who had been given head student, and we actually have 2 deputies as well.
Wow, I remember when I was told I was her student. It was during COVID, so it was actually Mr. Moya set up like a Zoom with me or a Google Meet. But it was just such a exciting moment and experience, and it is such a privilege to be a head student.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you will both really know that. But yeah, congratulations. So Louisa, how did you find the application process?
I think it was quite difficult at the beginning. Like the letter of interest, it had to be quite formal.
Yeah, I found that.
And I haven't written like a proper formal letter before. So I was kind of like Googling templates, kind of like, how do I structure a letter of interest? But it wasn't too bad in the end.
No.
And I think the student profiles were fun.
Yeah,
those were
I agree.
Fun to do. I did some deep diving to try and find some photos, because you have to put like a couple photos, well you don't have to, but basically Mr. Clark, who's one of the careers team,
mm-hmm.
He sent us a few of the previous student leadership team's profiles so that we could kind of get a gist, I guess, for mm-hmm. kind of what they kind of needed to look like, because you haven't really had to do one before.
Mm-hmm.
No. And it was just kind of like a few photos and sort of briefly what you wanted to do. And you kind of got to really think about what you wanted to do with the school, which was quite fun. And there were eight of us that got through.
Yeah.
I think your letter of interest could be just for head student, or it could be just for the student leadership team. So there were quite a few people that applied just for the team, but then there were eight people that applied for the head student.
Yeah.
So there were sort of eight profiles that were sort of competing against, but we were all delighted for each other.
Yeah.
I think there wasn't a lot of competition in a sense.
Yeah, I think everyone was a bit like, oh, you'd be so great at this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were all kind of like, whoever gets it is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So, there wasn't really a competition.
Yeah. And we were quite fortunate that we all had the same ideas.
Yeah, they were very similar. Like, different, but linked
like,
in some way.
Like, all under the same sort of umbrella.
Yeah.
Which was quite nice, because mm-hmm. it meant that whoever got the head students, you kind of knew that your stuff was still going to get seen.
Yeah.
Because you all wanted similar things.
Yeah.
Which was quite nice.
Yeah, definitely. I know it's sometimes really intimidating applying for something and thinking, oh gosh, well, you know, if I don't get this, everyone's going to know that I didn't get it. But actually, I think in general in life, I'd recommend to anyone that if you're interested in something, you should give it a go, because you 100% know you're not going to get it if you don't apply for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, give yourself that opportunity. Great. Well, obviously, you've got you guys, the head students. But obviously, people will know the student leadership team is made up of more than just you two. So, Charlie, could you tell me a bit more about the other roles in the team?
Yeah, so we actually have a massive team this year. There's 17 of us in total.
Wow.
And with that comes quite a lot of roles. We, of course, have me and Louisa,
mm-hmm.
as the two head students. We also have two deputies who are wonderful. They do loads of stuff to help us. We also have a tech team who have really kindly offered to help us today with this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There's three of them, and they seem fab
mm-hmm.
so far. We also have social media, so we have obviously the BSCS podcast
mm-hmm.
Instagram and the student leadership post 16 Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have another Instagram?
I don't think so.
I think it's just those two.
It's just those two.
Yeah.
There might be some others.
Yeah, we're still looking into them. It's a bit fresh.
they just haven't been used in quite a while. So we're trying to figure out whether or not we've got access to them still.
Yeah, but we have someone who is the lead of social media. He
mm-hmm.
has the passwords to post everything. We've kind of said to them, the whole team really, like if you have something you'd like to post on social media, just send it to us or send it to a social media lead and we'll get it posted. Like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's easier if one person is in charge
mm-hmm.
of it rather than it being a free-for-all, because it can get a bit hectic. We've also decided this year that we'd like to have a student-led column in the Termly newsletter.
Oh, that's great.
Which has been really nice
mm-hmm.
so far. We've only done one column because the student leadership team is quite new.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a lovely girl writing that for us, and we also have part of the wellbeing team. A lot of people in the student leadership team are part of the wellbeing ambassador group, and luckily for us, one of the deputies is actually one of the wellbeing leads, so we
mm-hmm.
work really closely with them,
mm-hmm.
Which is fab. Yeah.
Great. I think it'd be really good now if you could explain what your priorities are as a student leadership team for the year ahead. And your team will run like January to January, won't it? So if you guys could explain what you're going to be working on, that'd be great.
Yeah, so in sort of previous years, I know a lot of previous student leadership teams, they've kind of had like three or four sort of aims that they kind of have throughout the entire year. But because we were so fortunate in having such a large team, and our entire team were very much like, we're happy to do all of it. We've kind of decided to do it more on like a termly basis.
Okay.
So kind of each term, we have one sort of big sort of title for what we want to do, which then means that the entire group can kind of be like, okay, I really want to do this sort of little project that's under this. And obviously that doesn't mean that things aren't going to continue throughout the entire year. Like, just because we've focused on one thing in term five doesn't mean we're not going to do it ever again.
Yeah.
But we kind of, I think that's kind of the way that we want to do it.
Yeah.
This term. Do you want to talk a little bit about
what we're doing each term? Yeah, so because the student leadership team was kind of officially formed at our first meeting in term four, we've carried over what we're doing in term four to the first week of this term. So we wanted to do some fundraising for Syria and Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday, actually, we're doing a book and bake sale in the secondary and the primary.
Mm-hmm.
But term five, so this term, we're basing it all around mental health because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So we've got some speakers coming in. We're hoping to film a podcast episode with the wellbeing leads and a few of the teachers who are part of the wellbeing team.
Yeah, definitely.
Term six and term one are school as a whole, so we would like to work at kind of bridging the gap between year six to year seven and also year 11 to year 12, because you do get told how huge the step is from GCSEs to A-levels, but no one really listens until you're where we are right now, thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So we thought that was quite important. Term two of next year is student voice. We think it's really important. We've had lots of students from younger years saying like, oh, we kind of wish that people would listen to us more, like, you know, it's not all about school, like lessons. Mm-hmm. We want our voices heard about community and things like that. And then term three is just hand over to the new student leadership team and kind of finish off anything that we'd started, like if we were doing any fundraising, donate that money, kind of little things, not start anything brand new, because the application process will start and after that we'll have exams.
Yeah.
So we don't want to put too much stuff on our plate.
Yeah, we didn't want to kind of over promise stuff
exactly.
In that final term. Because it's a bit sort of disappointing if you kind of say, oh yeah, we've got like this really big idea.
Yeah.
Oh no, so sorry, we can't do it because we've got exams.
Yeah.
So we want to sort of tail off a little bit towards the end and make sure that the new team are well equipped to be able to continue.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't put anything massive on their plate either. Like, oh my gosh, we have to finish this. Like, they've just dumped this massive thing on us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't want to do that. We wanted to be like, maybe if they want to continue doing something that we've done, give them the option to do that, but not be like, you need to finish this because they might not be able to.
That sounds great. Wow, thank you so much for explaining about all that you're working on. I think it's great as well that the student leadership team runs January to January, because then it means that you can focus on your exams and you don't have that juggle of both,
definitely.
Which can be really as hard to do. Louisa, so all of this is going on. How can people in the school and teachers and even parents, how can they stay up to date with all that the student leadership team are doing?
So like we've mentioned before, we've got the social media and the main sort of Bradley Stoke community social media, so the Twitter and the Facebook. We're very fortunate in the sense that the people that run that are able to send stuff out for us and on our behalf. So we'll definitely be active on social media. We've also got sort of throughout the school, like because we've been raising awareness for our bake sale and book sale on Friday, we've been doing a lot of posters sort of around school. So sort of students, like keep your eyes open for sort of new posters that were popping up. We've also got a couple notice boards that we're in the process of getting updated. Sort of, there's one in the post 16 corridor that we're looking to update. And we're going to keep sort of putting stuff around the main school as well, because we know a lot of people won't sort of pop down to the post 16 area if you've not got lessons down there. But yeah, I think social media
is the main
one.
I think, yeah.
Charlie, what can students do within the school to help support the student leadership team and play their part?
Well, we're hoping to send out Google Forms mm-hmm. because we obviously like the input of Post-16, but Post-16 is not the only part of the school. Yeah. There is lower school and there's even primary. So we'd like to get people more involved with their ideas, kind of what they think. We're hoping to create a notice board that we would like students' opinions on, because we don't just want to do it on what we think, because other people have their own ideas. We also have, for Post-16, a suggestion box mm-hmm. in the green room that we would love people to use. We recently
That's
got
been there so long and I don't think anyone's ever used it.
We made the sign on the front a bit more fresh.
And then we redid the sign and opened it. And there were a couple of things in there actually.
There were a few suggestions in there that were quite funny.
We were quite impressed that people had seen it. I think it's quite hidden where it is.
It is. And I think because the green room gets quite crowded, you don't see it at all. But also just people coming and talking to us. Mm-hmm. I think we want to make ourselves more known. So once people get to know us a little bit more, hopefully they'll feel a bit more comfortable being, oh, like, hey Louisa, I've got this idea, or hey Charlie, how about this? Like, we really want to get confident and comfortable with the younger years.
Definitely.
So feel free.
That's so good. So on to the most exciting part before we come to a close. The podcast is obviously part of your aim as a student leadership team. So what can our audience expect to hear from you? Tell us a bit about it. Tell us what it's going to look like. Who's going to be hosting it? What can we expect to see?
I think definitely either me or Charlie will be sort of, I guess, hosting kind mm-hmm. of what you did, Emma. I think it will depend on sort of the topic that we're talking about. If one of us is a little bit more confident in talking about it, then obviously that's the person that is going to run it. Or I suspect, at least, I think it will either be me or Charlie, or it will be one of the deputies. You'll sort of be hearing a familiar voice. We want to do one this term, I think, as well as this.
About
mental health, because our focus for this term is obviously mental health awareness, mm-hmm. and mental health is a huge topic.
And around exams as well.
Especially around exams. There was a lot of focus on how people can sort of deal with the stresses of exams. So we're going to speak to, like Charlie said earlier, the wellbeing team and a few of the teachers that run the wellbeing team mm-hmm. to see if they've got any sort of top tips for how you can deal with exam stress.
Yeah.
Because it is such a big issue.
Mm.
I think a lot of people just don't know how to deal with it.
And it's months as well, like your exams aren't just a week.
Yeah.
They're May to the end of June. Mm. So it can be quite a stressful
intense.
Yeah.
And I think we want to do one on sort of disability awareness.
Yeah.
Which is also another thing that we're very passionate about.
As a group, I think. As a group. We've got quite a similar... We're all on the same page, which I think is great.
And a few on anything else that's happening in school. Yeah. I know there's a few people that want to do sort of revision tips. Mm-hmm. I think you've done one on revision
did one
as
with
well.
Ms. Kim, yeah.
I think we can do an update, like a sort of part two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sort of like, obviously... revision techniques aren't going to change, but obviously new research is going to come out about ways to revise that we can sort of touch on and sort of add on to.
Yeah,
that sounds great. So to clarify, it's going to be like kind of following from your plan of what the student leadership team is up to. So reflecting that, so if 1 month's about mental health, the podcast, there'll be something about that, but also there'll be extra add-on podcasts here and there when the opportunities arise about the different things. So thank you so much, guys. It's been lovely to meet both of you. You both seemed well deserving of being here students, and it's been so wonderful to be back. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for inviting me back. To people listening, I did finish my A-levels. I'm not here permanently. I have left school, unfortunately. But it's really good to see the podcast being taken into safe hands. And when setting it up, I wanted it to be a longevity thing. You know, I wanted to have it a long future in this school, because I do believe it is such an asset to the school and should be used. I can't wait to be a listener to listen to what you're doing. So thank you so much for joining us, Charlie and Louisa. Thank you to whoever is listening today, whether you're a student, a teacher, a parent. Thank you so much. I'm Emma Mitchell, and I'm sure you may hear my voice again soon, but thank you for joining, and I hope you have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.